Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
All right. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And we are doing this for the first time here in my bedroom where it all started. I'm next to the mirror where you first probably discovered me with my motivational videos on TikTok in front of my antique-looking gold mirror. But today we are on our bed. Actually, my first viral video on the mirror, I was sitting on my bed. So it's really such a full circle right now that we're doing Journey with Julianne here. It's kind of funky for me actually because I was expecting to film outside. There's like a cute little area in my house upstairs still that is perfect for filming when we don't have an aircon there. So I'll be here so I'm much more comfortable and cozy and I can just be authentic with you when I share with you the message for today's podcast episode. Today, I want to talk about humility, the importance of being humble and learning, and a lot of topics actually tied in humility. But before we do that, I'm going to give you the definition of humility and also take a sip of my hot cocoa. Let me look for this Instagram post that I posted about humility, I think a couple of months ago. And it's just so timely for me to read that because I feel like 2023 was so transformative and God has truly humbled me. I feel like life has humbled me many times, but there was something about last year, man, that just really, really humbled me. Mike Tyson once said, "If you're not humble, life will visit humbleness upon you." And I also want to share this Bible verse real quick. "Humble yourself. Let the same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility." C.S. Lewis wrote, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." Okay, when you are proud, when you have a lot of pride, which is not good, you focus on the failures of other people. When you are humble, you realize how far you fall short and how overwhelming the sense is and how there's so much for you to improve on. When you have a lot of pride, you are self-righteous, overly critical, and you always try to find faults. When you are humble, you are compassionate and forgiving. When you are full of pride, you look at your life through a telescope, but you look at other people's lives through a microscope. When you are humble, you look for the best in other people. When you have a lot of pride, you think you know who is truly proud and truly humble. When you are humble, you leave the judgment of the heart of people in God's hands. You know, let me tell you, when I was younger, I thought I knew what humility was. I thought I was really such a good person, and I thought I was humble, but it was only when the Lord allowed me to experience quite painful situations in my life. When the Lord allowed me to be in painful situations in my life was when I believe I was truly humbled. And being humbled is not, it's not fun, but I think it's necessary for you to grow as a person and to get closer to God as well. I've been humbled a few times in my life. I believe that when I started my self-improvement journey years ago was one of the lowest points in my life. And sometimes I think that when we are at such a low in our lives, when we feel lost, when we are experiencing so much pain, it's an opportunity for us to take the path of humility and to deepen our relationship with Christ and to truly understand how much we need God in our lives, how much of a mere mortal you are and how dependent you have to be on God for your needs. And you don't understand everything. You just have to surrender. And I think that's a beautiful thing about humility. You know, when you are broken, you become humble and you surrender and you get closer to God. And that's how humility has taken place in my life. And I am an imperfect human. Yes, I am still a sinner. A lot of people, when I was growing up, they were like, wow, you're such a good girl. You're such a good daughter. And you know what I mean? Because I didn't partake in many of the things that people my age were partaking in. But I too am just a mere human being and can still fall into temptation. And so that's why it's so important to constantly pray to God and to ask God for wisdom and for clarity, for discernment, even in moments of pain, even in moments of distraction, even in difficult moments of your life wherein you don't know what to do, or perhaps you can't feel God's presence, or perhaps you've fallen into sin and you're so ashamed. You can use that moment to humble yourself, to seriously choose the path of humility and realize how weak you are in your flesh without God. My friends, that's what I want to share for today's podcast episode. I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. I pray that we are more grateful this year. I pray that we are more productive this year, more humble this year, and that we are on the right path in our lives and that we make God happy. We can make ourselves happy and we can make other people happy by being of service to God and to others. God bless. Please share this on all social media platforms if you can, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.